here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. And joining me today are a group of students from Lemonster High School. Guys, put your hands together for defensive back Tavon Wilson.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Tavon.
Hi.
So this is your first season in the NFL. What was it like when you were drafted? What went through your head when you were drafted by the Patriots?
It was exciting, probably the most exciting moment in my life, to get an opportunity to come here and play, with the great organization, great players, and, just get an opportunity to play in the NFL was one of my lifelong dreams.
Who's your celebrity crush? Like, who do you think's, like, hot?
I actually think Beyonce is real hot.
What did you idolize as a kid?
I grew up watching Michael Jordan. As a football player or any sports player, you want to be the greatest. And I feel like Michael Jordan's one of the greatest ever as a sport.
Now, you had really long hair in college. What happened? You buzzed it all off.
I just thought it was time for a change. When you get up here, obviously, football is still a game, but now it's your job. So I just wanted to approach it that way and give it a new look.
Do you miss it?
Nah, not really.
Did you escape the rookie haircut? Is this
why
you cut
no,
it?
I actually did get the rookie haircut. Actually, yeah, it was pretty bad. It was like right after camp, everyone had to do it. So, I mean, it was kind of fun. Everybody been through it, so it's something that everybody just kind of go along with.
What did it look like?
It was bad. It's just like they just like took patches out everywhere, and then after you had to like shave your head bald. So, I mean, it was kind of fun. It was fine.
What are your plans after football?
I feel like I want to give back and coach or do something with the game. I feel like it's so hard just to give the game up completely. So, I mean, you just got to be able to find something that you would like to do and be passionate with. And I feel like if I give back to kids and help them get to where I've been, then that'd be a success for me.
Who was your childhood role model?
I actually looked up to my grandmother. That's kind of weird. Actually, like, my grandmother was a big role in my life. I actually, like, looked up to her a lot and just how strong she was and how she carried herself. So, I mean, I just kind of try to follow her footsteps in that direction. It's being strong and, just doing everything I can to help people.
Are you close with your grandmother?
Yeah, I'm very close with her. I talk to her every day. She actually learned how to text message, so that's pretty cool that I don't have to talk to her on the phone all the time.
She can text, too.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you teach her?
No, she kind of learned on her own. She kind of been, like, trying over the years. She was kind of real bad at it, but now she's getting the hang of it.